Hello, welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. There used to be a spaghetti sauce commercial that said, "It's in there." Well, you wouldn't believe all the stuff that's in the farandole from Georges Bizet's Arlésienne suite. In music, there are three main ways to show off a melody: monophony, homophony, or polyphony. All those big-sounding phonies are for real in Greek. They're all based on the Greek word for sound, phonos, and the beginnings of the words, the prefixes mono, homo, and poly, tell you how you're getting the sound delivered. Mono means one. Most people wear glasses for both eyes, but if you're like Scrooge McDuck and wear a lens on a string for just one eye, you've got a monocle. In monophonic music, you hear just one thing, the melody, with nothing backing it up. You've probably learned about homonyms, words that sound the same even though they're spelled differently. Homo in Greek means same, and homophonic music is a melody backed up by chords. At some point, you've probably gotten yelled at for teasing your brother or sister by imitating them. You know, it starts out, "You're a dope."
"You're a dope."
"I'm not, you are."
"I'm not, you are."
"Mom, make her stop."
"Mom, make her stop."
Well, this may be very annoying to your parents, but in music, imitation is a good thing. Imitation is a kind of polyphony. In Greek, poly has nothing to do with parrots wanting crackers. It means many. The word polysyllabic is a good example of itself, a word with many syllables. In polyphonic music, you hear multiple melodies, more than one going at a time, and an easy way to do that is with imitation. If you've sung Frère Jacques or any round, you've sung musical imitation. But imitation isn't the only polyphony in the farandole. Back towards the beginning of the piece, Bizet introduced a second tune. That's an old French dance tune. Not only did Bizet borrow that tune, he borrowed the name of the dance to use for the whole piece, farandole. The first tune is borrowed too. The March of the Kings is a French Christmas carol. In the nicest bit of polyphony in this piece, Bizet combines both those tunes. Different tunes providing harmony for each other, polyphony. Another name for it is counterpoint. Voila, as Georges Bizet might have said, there you are. You now know all about harmonic texture in music. The texture of a piece of fabric might be rough or smooth. The texture of the harmony in a piece of music is monophonic, homophonic, or polyphonic. Music in unison with no accompaniment, like singing all by yourself, is monophonic. Homophonic music has chords backing it up, like singing a hymn. And when there's more than one melody going on at once, the music is polyphonic. As I mentioned before, the main tune in the farandole from Georges Bizet's Arlésienne Suite is an old French Christmas carol. People all over the world are celebrating Christmas and Hanukkah this month, so Classics for Kids has programs devoted to both those holidays. Next week, in honor of Hanukkah, a show about Jewish composers. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.